Three, two, one. Thank you and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning and we hope that you're getting ready to go to church this morning and we trust that you're going to come to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular preaching about at 11 o'clock and then our evening services are at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our Wednesday night services are at 7 o'clock. And we invite each one of you to come and bring your Bibles and your family and study the Word of God with us. This morning we want to continue on our same lesson we've been studying for some time now. We've been studying about Satan and the wiles of Satan. And you know, Satan is a real tricky person. And he is a real person. He's more than just an influence. But Satan is out to get us in any way that he can get us. We have listed in the past few Sunday mornings some 9 different ways that Satan is out to fool us into serving him. Now, we have not covered by any means all of the ways that Satan uses to defeat mankind or to bring man into sin. Not by any means. We can't cover everything because there's just so many different ways that Satan uses to cause people to fall into sin. But we want you to be aware that Satan is alive and well today, that he is doing anything he can do to cause you not to believe in God, to cause you to fall into some kind, just any kind of sin. This morning, we'd like to continue on this same thought concerning Satan and study the end of Satan. We want to study Satan's end in 3 different ways. Number 1 is the beginning of the end. Number 2 is the fulfillment of Satan's kingdom. And then number 3 is the end or the final destruction of Satan. First of all, as we begin to study about the beginning of Satan's end, we need to understand this, that when Satan is finally cast into the lake of fire, that is not the beginning of the end of his destruction. Satan's beginning, the end of his destruction began many years ago, I believe about 6,000 years ago. The world was created, according to what the Bible says, about 6,000 years ago. Man was put upon this earth, no more than 10,000 years. I know scientists will tell us that the world is a couple of 3 billion years old and that they have all these explanations. But as far as what the Bible says, you can take the scriptures and prove, beginning in the book of Genesis, all the way down to the time of Christ, that was only about 4,000 years. And you can prove that just by reading the Bible. And we'll do that sometime, the Lord willing. So the beginning of the end of Satan's work actually began when Satan began to put himself up before God and to say that he was going to be greater than God. Now look with me, please, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14. The book of Isaiah, chapter 14. The Bible said here in verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" Now look here in verse 13. This is what Satan has said, and this is the beginning of the end for Satan. Verse 13, "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend up into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." In this verse 13 and verse 14, we find that there are five different times that Satan says, I will. This is the beginning of the end of Satan. You see, Satan puts in us the same thing. Whenever we begin to say, I will do a certain thing, that is the beginning of our end. And that was the beginning of Satan's end. Satan said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the sides of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And that is the beginning of Satan's end. All of these things Satan said in his heart. And when he said these things in his heart, it was going to be too late for him. Because Satan evidently, according to verse 12, the Bible said that he is called Lucifer. He is called the son of the morning. And so Satan, at this point, is a fine fella before he decides he wants to sin and go against God. He has been created by God not to sin. God never did create Lucifer to sin at all. But God created Lucifer in order that he might be the prince of the power of the air in a good way. But the Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, that now the prince of the power of the air has been turned into wickedness. And he decides that he is going to rule and reign instead of God. And so he is on the way for his fall. There was a day when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden. And they were without sin. They were pure and clean and whole in the sight of God. And they walked and talked with God. And yet there came a day when the woman looked upon the forbidden fruit and saw that it was good for food and took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave to her husband also with her, and he did eat. And their eyes were opened and they knew that they were naked and they hid themselves from God. The beginning of the end of the human race, as far as being in without any knowledge of sin, was when the woman looked at the fruit, when she took of it, and she gave to her husband, and he ate it too. Adam did not physically die in the day that he ate the forbidden fruit. He died spiritually that day. And 930 years later, he died physically. And so it is with Satan. Satan's end, Satan's total destruction did not come in the very day that he said, I am going to begin to fight God. His spiritual end was that day. But Satan's physical destruction did not come that day. It is not come yet. But it will come just as surely as men die on the face of this earth. The destruction of Satan is before him. I don't know the time of Satan's destruction any more than I know the time of my death. But I know that both are coming. The only way that I won't die is if Jesus comes back first. And I'll just take that way. It'll be fine with me. Well, somebody would say, well, it doesn't much look like that Satan is being destroyed. I mean, it looks like that he's gaining strength every day. Well, it sure is. And he is. This brings us to point number two. The fulfillment of Satan's kingdom. If you would, look in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke, chapter 4. In this scripture, Satan is tempting our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible said in verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Now here is the temptations of Jesus Christ. And what Satan is tempting Jesus with is the fulfillment here of a physical need, or that is a physical hunger. Verse 4, And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, notice verse 5, the second temptations, and read this very carefully. Luke 4, verse 5, And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Now notice what Satan is offering Jesus Christ. In verse 5, Satan takes him up into a high mountain where that both of them, Jesus and Satan, can overlook all of the affairs of this entire world. And the Bible said that he showed him all the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time. In other words, this thing happened in Luke chapter 4 about 2,000 years ago. But Jesus was shown everything, every kingdom, the United States and Russia, Israel and Iran, Iraq. He was shown every kingdom. And Satan says, All of these things I can give to anybody I want to give. And it was never denied by Jesus Christ. Jesus said in verse 8, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You see, Jesus Christ did not deny that the kingdoms of this world belonged to Satan. The Bible says that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. He is the one to whom all of this world belongs. And it was never denied. Satan has a kingdom. Satan, the Bible says, and we'll have to get into this next Sunday morning, the Bible says that Satan has a kingdom and that Satan himself shall rule over this world in a dictatorship for a period of 42 months. Satan owns this world. That's why that over and over and over and over again in the Scriptures we are told, Don't lay up treasure down here. Don't do like the world does, because the world is following Satan. Satan owns everything. God has given it to him. That's why the Bible says that this world is going to be destroyed by fire, because everything that Satan owns will be destroyed. And Satan will be cast into the lake of fire to be done away with. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today, and we're going to have to quit this morning, but next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, we're going to continue on this message of the destruction of Satan, taking up where we left off this morning. We do want to invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. Bring your Bibles and bring your families and study the Word of God with us. Thank you now for listening.